This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Sudan conflict has prompted many global calls for a ceasefire, but questions remain about how other countries can persuade combatants in Khartoum to lay down their arms. U.S. officials in Congress and the White House say they're using their status in Washington and limited leverage to try to make peace. Anita Powell reports for VOA.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said he delivered a message to the heads of the Sudanese Armed Forces and the Paramilitary Rapid Support Forces.
This morning, I made calls to Generals Burhan and Hamedi, urging them to agree to a 24-hour ceasefire to allow Sudanese to safely reunite with their families and to obtain desperately needed relief supplies.
General Abdel Fattah Burhan joined forces with General Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, better known as Hamedi, to mount a 2021 coup, but they then turned on each other. And earlier this month, protesters took to Khartoum streets after talks on a transition to civilian governance stalled.
That is VOA's Sunita Powell reporting. China has denied all accusations of an overseas police presence in the United States, saying that the United States was making groundless accusations after U.S. law enforcement arrested two men in New York for establishing a secret police station. At a news conference, U.S. Attorney Breon P. said China's Ministry of Public Security, or MPS, was targeting members of the Chinese diaspora in America.
MPS has repeatedly and flagrantly violated our nation's sovereignty, including by opening and operating a police station in the middle of New York City.
A spokesperson for China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs said Tuesday that the claim had no factual basis. And there's no such thing.